Our backyard is beautiful. The landscapers did an amazing job, even though we couldn't pay them very much.
I'm glad that your family got such a wonderful surprise. It's a little like what God does. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. My name is Zach. When I was in the fourth grade, I felt like no one wanted to be my friend. I prayed for God to send me a best friend, and He really surprised me. Halfway through the year, three new kids joined our class, and we quickly became known as the Four Musketeers. God wants to be generous to you too. Just listen to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. And now let's listen to our story for today. It's called The Beautiful Backyard. Mariah was glad to finally be back home. Her mom had wanted to get her and her twin brothers away from the house while a landscaper was working in their backyard, and they had spent the whole day just trying to kill time. She was helping her little brother out of their van when she heard her mom let out a shriek. She scooped Reggie into her arms and took off for the backyard. "Are you okay?" Mariah ran to her mom's side. She was pretty sure she saw tears in her mom's eyes. "What happened? Did you get stung?" She could hear a bee buzzing. Mom shook her head. "Nothing bad happened. I'm really surprised at what I see. Everything is so beautiful." Mariah looked out at the yard as her brother squirmed out of her arms. There were flowers everywhere, and there were tiny stones on the ground making paths that the twins seemed excited to try out. Everything did look really nice. "I can't believe they did all this," Mom said. "We didn't have a lot of money to spend, but they seemed to figure out a way to make my dreams come true anyway." "You're crying," Mariah looked up at her mom. "I'm happy," Mom said. "If I have tears, it's because I didn't know I could have a yard this beautiful." Mariah smiled. "Pastor John was talking about something like this on Sunday. He said God does more than we ask Him to do, surprising us with the way He works and all that He accomplishes." Mom nodded. "God did more than we could ever imagine when He sent His own Son to save us by dying for our sins. And He blesses us in other ways that go beyond anything we could even think to ask for. The team we had working out here did a good job of showing us what that can look like." "I'm happy the yard is everything you wanted it to be." Mariah wrapped her arms around her mom. They had been through some tough times together, and she really wanted her mom to be happy. "And I'm glad God loves us and promises to do great things for us, too." Well, how about you? Have you ever been surprised by a gift someone gave you? Has someone ever done something so special for you that you just couldn't believe it? That's the way God blesses His children. When He promised us a Savior, He fulfilled that promise by sending His own Son, Jesus. He is working in your life and promises to do big things for you, more than you could ever imagine. Our key verse is Ephesians 3:20.
"Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us."
And our key thought for Sunday: God surprises us with more. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel in Afghanistan and Pakistan through our storytellers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting public school kids hearing the Word of God through our partnership with the three Heath brothers. When you support Keys for Kids Ministries, you're supporting families growing a passion for Christ through our daily devotions and internet radio station. Learn more about Keys for Kids during our Week of Giving, May 12 through 16, at keysforkids.net/weekofgiving. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.